We're in verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became. They digress in fools. And again, this is the second time, verse 21 being the other, where they become something. They pass from one state into another. Here in what we just read, they pass from their vain imaginations and their foolish heart, and they profess themselves to be wise. But what they digress into is that they are fools. And thus begins, well, doesn't begin, but furthers the process of secularization, which is the process of separating from the Lord and His Word. And it is a process. It's not just done all at once. It's a process. It's the process of removing the influence of God and His Word. We've been in that process before most of us were even born. The process had already begun. It's the process of removing biblical faith, biblical morals and values from the public arena. It's the process of moving from absolutes to relativism. We're not in the process, we're there. We have a secular society. We live in a secular nation. We got there through the process of secularization. It is the process of moving toward acceptance and tolerance and non-judgmentalism of what is condemned by God. Brother Mark talking about right, left, right of center, left of center. We ought to be right of right. Because those who are considered conservatives, I don't know a single true conservative in the political arena. None of them go far enough. We need to be right of right, and we ought not to be afraid to be right of right. So professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And in their self-proclaimed wisdom, and again, it is a self-proclaimed wisdom, but it is a worldly, a carnal wisdom, they spew out such philosophies as manifested in the humanist manifestos. There's three. Humanist Manifesto 1, 2, and 3. 1933, 1973, 2003. But the Humanist Manifestos, their logo, is good without God. That's their logo. Good without God. Goes on to say, advocating progressive. Mark mentioned that. Progressive values. Their progressive values leads to no values. Advocating progressive values and equality. You hear that a lot. Equality for humanists, atheists, and free thinkers. That's how they identify themselves. We're free thinkers. No, they're not. Their thinking is controlled by Satan. But the Manifesto 1 says, this manifesto is a product of many minds. That's supposed to be impressive, by the way. It was designed to represent a developing point of view. A developing point of view. The time has come for widespread recognition of the radical changes in religious beliefs throughout the modern world. The time has passed for mere revision. That is, we want to go beyond revision. The time has passed for mere revision of traditional attitudes. It's important that we know these things because you get when you hear these people talk, okay, that's where they're coming from. This is exactly where they're coming from. Science and economic change have disrupted the old beliefs. Religions the world over are under the necessity of coming to terms with new conditions. That is, they have come to terms with new conditions created by a vastly increased knowledge. In other words, we're smarter than the old belief system of God's Word. We have advanced past God's Word in our knowledge. And a vastly increased knowledge and experience. In every field of human activity, the vital movement is now in the direction of a candid and explicit humanism. What they're stating there is we are moving in the directions of the human and not God. That's what that means. There is a great danger of a final and we believe fatal. Now this was 1933. A fatal identification of the world religion with doctrines and methods which have lost their significance and which are powerless to solve the problem of human living in the 20th century. Now that line says a lot. It's fatal. That's why they have absolutely no tolerance for the Word of God. People ask that all the time. We're supposed to be tolerant of their opinions, but listen to the left. They're not tolerant. They are the most intolerant group of people on this earth. Why is that? Because they believe that what we believe is what? Fatal. If something's fatal to my family, that's an enemy. We are the enemy. We are an object of hatred because a Bible belief system in their mind is fatal. And it's powerless. They say powerless to solve the problems of human living in the 20th century. Well, they're doing a great job solving the human problem, aren't they? Religions have always been means for realizing the highest values of life. But again, the time, we have passed that. We've moved beyond. Again, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And at the beginning, when it said, this is the product of many minds, oh yes it is. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Humanist Manifesto 1 goes on to declare 15 tenets. In these you will find such statements as the distinction, and you can Google Humanist Manifesto 1, 2, 3. You can pull them all up. The distinction between the sacred and the secular can no longer be maintained. Religious humanism considers the complete realization of human personality to be the end of man's life. That's his goal. The human is the... can't think of the word I want, but it's the focus. The end of man's life and seeks its development and fulfillment in the here and now. In the here and now. And it goes on to say, in the place of the old attitudes involved in worship and prayer, the humanist finds his religious emotions expressed in a heightened sense. Again, we've moved beyond religious emotions, expressed in a heightened sense of personal life and in a cooperative effort to promote social well-being. Social well-being. Goes on to say, it follows that there will be no uniquely religious emotions and attitudes of the kind hitherto associated with the belief in the supernatural. And man will learn to face the crisis of life in terms of his knowledge. We face our problems not in the terms of God, because again, God's powerless to solve man's problems of the 20th century, 21st century now. So man learns to face the crisis of life in terms of his knowledge. Reasonable attitudes will be fostered by emotion and supported by custom. Believing that religion must work increasingly for joy in religion or joy in living, religious humanists aim to foster the creative in man and to encourage achievements that add to the satisfactions of life. It's an achievement if it gives you satisfaction. That's what that's saying. Religious, and we'll stop, religious humanism maintains that all associations and institutions exist for the fulfillment of human life. Now, it's pretty sad when a humanist talks about the fulfillment of human life, the same individuals that kill babies. That's pretty sad statement. The intelligent evaluation, again, the intelligent evaluation, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and now they talk about intelligent evaluation. Transformation, control, and direction of such associations and institutions with a view to the enhancement of human life is the purpose and program of humanism, the enhancement of human life. But it's good without God. Life is never enhanced without God. Certainly religious institutions, their ritualistic forms, ecclesiastical methods, and continual activities must be reconstituted as rapidly as experience allows in order to function effectively in the modern world. This, again, this is still Humanist Manifesto 1, 1933. The process was beginning. And they began to put these people in schools, and now that's just about all that's in the schools. I didn't say everybody in the school. That's the vast majority have been brainwashed. They may not even identify themselves as humans. They may not even know what a humanist is. But that's the line they're in. That's their thinking. And you talk to people. And again, I believe it's important that we're at least aware of the agenda of humanists, because you can hear it in almost every conversation you have with people out in the world. It's there. Their brains have been saturated with it. And we'll continue next week. But again, Romans 1, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. It shows us where we are, and we can get a little better understanding of why people think the way they think. And if you say to most people, well, that's humanistic, they're going to ask you, what do you mean by that? What an opportunity. What an opportunity to tell them. Because again, many have no, they don't even know what humanism is. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, and your grace, and your mercy that you've bestowed upon us. And we do pray, Lord, that you would meet with each one of us individually. Lord, that you would draw us closer to you this day. Cause us, Lord, to be more like you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.